of Spingola Speaks. People often question why the communist and the capitalist, two allegedly different systems, ganged up on Germany in World War II. Our guest today, Michael Walsh, just explained it. Our guest, as I said, is Michael Walsh. He is the author of The Triumph of Reason, The Thinking Man's Guide to Adolf Hitler. It is a compilation of Adolf Hitler's statements. He also wrote Witness to History, and many of these books are available at Amazon. He wrote Behind Enemy Lines, and his latest book is called, what is it called? It is called, I have to scroll up
Heroes
here.
Heroes of the Right.
Heroes of the Reich. I just like scrolling up to see that picture.
Yeah, what a great movie to make. I tell you, you know, if any television producers are listening, then you got 40 wonderful dramas here all waiting. And I tell you, the American people just will not be watching anything else while they're watching the programs on these great human beings.
Indeed. One of our chat room participants wants to know about Albert Speer. Was he a hero? Was he a villain? He's a very interesting individual. What can you tell us about him?
Albert Speer is a bit like, say, Herbert von Karajan and Arno Brecker. They were men of their time. Albert Speer, had he been born in the United States, I have absolutely no doubt that, like Werner von Braun, he would have become a very great American. But first and foremost, he was a major planner. He was an amazing architect, and whichever country he was born in, I don't think that these people are political by nature, not as perhaps I am. They vote simply because if you're in the United States, you either vote for the Republicans or the Democrats. But most of those people who vote, including the well-known people, the composers, you can't say that, say, a great American conductor at any of your great metropolis is a Republican. You don't speak of him in those terms. You couldn't care less. He's a great conductor or he's a great artist. And it was the same in the Further Reich. Some of these great sculptors and, as in his case, architects, and as in Beatrice's case, a soprano, they would have been great wherever they were. So I don't think they can be labeled in a political way.
That is what I like about you. You have this ability to get right down to the facts and explain them so that it just, well, that's obvious.
Yeah, well,
it's
pretty straightforward. You know, most of the people are not really political. Okay, they vote one way or another, whether they're in Britain or Spain or Russia or whatever the case may be. But they're not really political animals, and they really don't understand. They just want to get on with their lives. And they've perhaps got creative abilities. They may be great writers, great poets. They could be great architects or artists or musicians. It really doesn't matter. That is all that is important to them. And it's totally irrelevant. So your great musicians in the United States, they would have been great musicians had they been born in Russia. So, you know, they're not really, we really can't put political labels on these people.
Or we could also apply that for instance, we have all been indoctrinated to think of other people as either our enemies or our friends, when we just should be looking at other people as just people like us. And then we won't get the idea that these are people that need to be destroyed and killed simply because the media and the politicians say, oh, these are enemies. All righty, we'll be right back in 3 minutes, and we'll pick this discussion up on the other side.
You know that maintaining your health is getting harder than ever. GMO, chemtrails, designer viruses, toxins, and mysterious syndromes make it very difficult to protect yourself and loved ones. So what can you do? How can you fight back and own your health? What if powerful technology existed designed to help you optimize your physical and mental well-being, correct chronic issues, and extend your quality of life? Skeptical? Sure. We were too, but results don't lie. Your body's an energy system, and the future of medicine will use non-toxic bioenergy to rejuvenate your cells with the perfect living energy they're made from. How do we know? Because that future began nearly 100 years ago and lives on today because of powerful results. T8 is a breakthrough technology that's transforming the science of bioenergetic rejuvenation. To learn why over 800 holistic practitioners and people just like you bought T8s over the past 3 years, visit antiaging8.com. That's antiaging, the numeral 8, .com, or call 979-227-2277. 979-227-2277.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Michael Walsh. He is the author of many books. And while we were on the break, I ran downstairs to the downstairs bookcase and grabbed a book off the shelf. Well, actually, it was on the card table or the coffee table, called Hitler's Engineers, and it is about Fritz Todt, T-O-D-T, and Albert Speer, and subtitled Master Builders of the Third Reich, and it's by Blaine Taylor. It's a beautiful, big, heavy book. It's got all kinds of wonderful pictures in it, and I was also thinking during the break that while Germany seemed intent on building up the country, on building up the people, on unifying the people, that the Allies were intent on destroying not only Germany, but anybody or any country that would follow in Germany's footsteps. And that they did this, this was a kind of a precedent for what would happen to other countries that did that. And you've already mentioned some of those countries, Libya. And so any other country that follows in Germany's footsteps, this is what they can expect.
Yeah, nobody, NATO really is the bankers' heavy boys. You know, when you don't pay your bills and the banks tried every which way to get you to pay your bills, then eventually they're going to send the bailiffs round to your door, and they're going to remove all of your priceless belongings from your home, and then they're going to put the padlocks on the door, and then they're going to deny it to you. And that is exactly what NATO is doing. They're not carrying out the political will of the politicians. The political politicians are sending them in on the bankers' orders. Colonel Gaddafi was very, very much a rebel. They had their own independent economic system, and the money was going right back to the Libyan people, and nobody was creaming it off, and that simply would not do. But really, he sealed his own fate when the other African nations started showing an interest in following his example, Nigeria and Ghana and quite a few other countries. And then, just as National Socialism, the idea was starting to spread like wildfire. And these people would come off the Western banking system. That was when they had to send in NATO, the heavy boys, to do exactly what I've just said, to remove all of those priceless assets of that country, to put the padlocks on the door, and to deny entry to the rightful, legitimate owners of that country. And what a mess Libya is today.
Yes, and Tom, I believe Tom emailed me, and he said ancient Sumerian clay tablets, when you're speaking of priceless assets, were destroyed during Gulf War II in order to erase Iraqi, Mesopotamian, Tamian, and Sumerian history. What a tragedy. What an absolute tragedy to do that.
They won't have any problem if there is any competition, and the competition does not necessarily come in human form. It may be that something, natural substance threatens the way things are. You know, people have often said, well, you know, you call it gas, we call it petrol, but some people have said, well, what happens if we invent a fuel that is not petrol, you know, then it couldn't happen. They will be put out of business. And this is exactly, you know, war by other means.
Or if you invent a car that runs on water, or if you actually say, oh, there's really free energy. We don't really need to have all of these companies that charge us for something that is free, like the electricity, for instance, water. Look at the people that went about and bottled up all of this water. And then it's only people who have money that can get clean, good water. And we're now used to going to the store instead of to the tap to get our water. And you think, how did this happen? And
I'll tell you something revolutionary now, Diana. Had National Socialism prevailed, then there would be no such thing as the terrible diseases that afflict us today. Most of the diseases that we suffer from are self-inflicted, simply because it's lifestyle, and it is a lifestyle encouraged by the people who we pay to cure us when we suffer from the lifestyles that they have imposed upon us. Cancer would have been cured many years ago if National Socialism had prevailed, but the pharmaceuticals will not allow any method of curing these, simply because if they do, well, do turkeys vote for Christmas? Of course they don't. And if anybody comes up, we were talking about petrol a moment ago, but if anybody comes up with a solution to any of these awful diseases that afflict us, then the pharmaceuticals will send NATO in again, believe me.
I do. Well, I believe that the Germans did have a cure for cancer, and there have been several other cures. In fact, there's a patent that is at least 100 years old in the U.S. Patent Office for a cure for cancer, and yet they conceal all of these, and they vilify the doctors that try to help people, or they vilify them to the point they take them to court, or they send the government after them, the American Medical Association after them. So it's all about money. It's certainly all about money and control, definitely.
You wouldn't believe the control. You know, when I was very, talking a long time ago, just don't ask, don't go there, but when I was very, very young, I thought I'm going to start set up a mail order company. I'm going to sell things through mail order. and advertise an exchange in Mars of small classified, and sell these things that I was buying from the wholesalers. Now, Deanna, I was one guy, I think I was 19 or 20 years old, and I'm operating from a bedsitter, you know, a very one-bed apartment. The bed was in the same room as the kitchen. Could you imagine the scene? You know, this is really bohemian. And, you know, the first letter that I got was from the Rockefeller Incorporated Banks or something along those lines from Wall Street, wanting to know if we could do business together. That's how far they can reach, and that has always stuck in my mind. There is one 19 or 20-year-old operating a one-man business from a bedsitter, never done business in his life before, a complete rookie, and those banks knew that I was there, and they wanted part of the slice of the cake, and that was long before the internet, of course.
Interesting. And of course, that's true with everything, with Tesla. And they got Edison borrowed money from the bankers, and so they supported him. Tesla said, "Nope, I don't need your money." And so they destroyed his lab, they destroyed him, and he died a pauper. And then the government came in and seized all of his research papers.
Yep, it goes on, and as I said before, it is war by other means, and it's not just the pillaging and the plunder that we normally associate with war. It is the denial of things that are in competition with what we are dependent on. People think that they have a democracy, whether we're talking about the United States or Europe. It's a load of rubbish. You know, we get the chance once every 5 years to go and vote. Believe me, the lobbyists in Washington and here in Europe, they are leaning on the politicians every single hour of the day. They never, ever give up. And they're not just giving the politicians the votes. They're giving them big fat meals, and they're giving them all kinds of cash and all the rest of it. We don't stand a snowflake's chance in hell when it comes to influencing the politicians. They couldn't care less about us. This is theatre. That's all it is. Every 5 years in theatre. I don't like the international socialists, but I do love a slogan of theirs: "Don't vote. It only encourages them."
How true! How true! And people really take this seriously. And I mean, I didn't participate at all. And people think, I'm sure that some people think that I'm, you know, that I'm unpatriotic or some silly thing like that. But I just, you don't participate in the charade. Not that it's going to go away, because there's not enough people that really don't, they don't get it.
You've matured, lady. You've matured, and an increasing number of people are maturing. And this is why, you know, I've always argued, these people say, "Well, if you don't vote, you're not patriotic." And I say, no. If you don't vote, then you're showing your preference that none of them are worth it.
That's true. Oh, that is so true. By the way, we will take your calls at 800-313-9443. And, of course, we'll take your email questions. Just email spingola1@yahoo.com. And, or you can ask questions in the chat room. That's always a good place to ask a question. Hopefully I see them all. All righty. I was just reading another email, but it was about something that we talked about last week. Well, let's get back to your book and Leon Degrelle. And Adolf Hitler said to Degrelle, and he was a Belgian Waffen-SS officer, Hitler said, and I quote, if I had a son, I would have wished him to be like you," unquote. And this was a very courageous person who was a Belgian, and he thought that that Hitler was doing the right thing, and of course he was, and he was doing the right thing for his country, for his people, And the bankers certainly didn't appreciate that because they did not appreciate that he wanted, that he took them out of the international banking system, threw the bankers out of the country and said, we do not need you. So we'll be right back in 3 minutes. And again, we will take your calls at 800-313-9443.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Michael Walsh. And he is the author of many wonderful books. And we were talking about Leon DeGrell. And he is just one of the people that Michael talks about. Did you want to say anything more about DeGrell? Maybe some of the things that he did, that he wrote, that he...
Yeah, I like DeGrell, and he had much in common with Adolf Hitler. He started life as a private, and even when he was, given a higher position, he refused to take it simply because he wanted to be one of the guys. But he ended up as being, and this is important, is one of the most talked about generals in the entire Axis armies. Now, for a Belgian private to reach such high levels of responsibility is probably unique in world history. And it wasn't just his bravery, because, of course, all men in all armed forces horses tend to be very, very brave. He was an extremely accomplished man. When he was very, very young, he studied law in the University of Louvain, of course, but he also studied Thomistic philosophy. He was an expert on art and archaeology and political science. And by the time he reached his 20th birthday, he was publishing his own newspaper. He published five of his own books, and this was at a time when it was much more difficult. You didn't have computers in those days. I couldn't be a writer in those days. And he became the leader of the Belgian Catholic Action Movement, and it was just up from there. But how many men with an intellect like that, and again, we're not talking politics, Diana, how many men with an intellect like that are so brave on the battlefield? When you learn of his bravery, his heroic deeds, fighting hand to hand, you just find that this is one of the most remarkable men in world history. Never mind the uniform that he was wearing. Let us honor these great men and these great women as we used to do in the conflicts of the past. I suppose the Second World War is perhaps the only conflict in world history in which we have never honored the fallen foe. And that is a crime not only against them, it's a crime against our own morality.
Indeed. And of course, it's because of the people that write the history of a war that they have to vilify everybody on the other side in order to justify their warfare against those people. Because if you all of a sudden bring out the truth about the wonderful people on the other side, you're going to get questions. Somebody's going to say, well, why would we fight these wonderful people? Why would we do this? Why would we vilify them? Then the Allies would certainly have to come up with an answer then, wouldn't they?
Yeah, and I wouldn't like those who are browsing Heroes of the Reich by myself, Michael Walsh, just to think that it's we're talking, the book is only about people who wear uniform or they were only of German stock. This is simply not the case. No, we had the most remarkable escapes such as that. They made movies about this guy. You can get it on a DVD, The Great Escape by Clemens Forel. He was the guy who was captured. I think it was a Stalingrad, but I'm not absolutely clear of that. But he was taken to that part of Siberia where on a clear day you can see Alaska. You know, that's a long, long way away. And he walked. Now, he was wearing less clothes than you go out on a Sunday stroll. It took him about 5 years to organize his escape. And he walked through the Siberian tundra to liberty. And it took him, I think it was 8,000 miles in 3 years or the other way around. But that was one of the most remarkable, great stories of our time. Then you might remember the movie, The One That Got Away. This was Baron Franz von Werra, the Luftwaffe fighter pilot, who was such an escape artist in Britain when he was captured. They had to send him out to Canada. He went over the border, over the frozen river that separates Canada and the United States. He was held very, very much like Julian Assange is today in the German embassy, because America wasn't at war at the time, but it was shaping up for it. And it was a very, very similar situation to Julian Assange, and they spirited him out. That was a wonderful story. And then the likes of Vidkun Quisling or Quadrano of Romania, Arno Brecker, the great German sculptor, William Joyce, of course, Winifred Wagner, Herbert von Karajan. What about Norbert Schulz? Now, such a great composer of beautiful music, and of course, Charlie Brown on the Fritz Evil story. There was an American pilot, there's a great story about him. Paula Hitler. Her statement about a big brother. So many wonderful people, wonderful examples. Elizabeth Schwarzkopf, not Hansen, wonderful people.
Indeed.
I get passionate, don't I? I get passionate, and then all of a sudden I stop now, but that's the way life is.
Well, that's the poetry in you. That you are a poet, and it comes across whenever you talk.
Well, I try to follow Beethoven's example. He said, I speak heart to the heart, and that's what I try to do. My heart.
And you do it so well. All righty, we'll be back in 3 minutes with our guest, Michael Welch.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Michael Welch. He is the author of his most recent book, Heroes of the Reich, and Diamonds Last Forever. And I hope that before the end of the program that you will share one of your poems with us. We can't let you get away without doing that.
Well, I got 300 of them here. If you've got the time, you know, I've got the time.
We could do a program just on your poetry and enjoy it very much.
Well, I hope you give me the opportunity sometime, you know, because, I absolutely adore poetry, but the important thing is to me, is not so much that it's an indulgence. We all have our indulgences. It's that so many people enjoy, the poetry. That's very, very gratifying to be able to share a gift. If it was a good singer, which of course I'm not, you can tell from the voice, or I played the violin, then it would be wonderful to have people appreciate it, and it's wonderful to have people to appreciate the poetry.
Yes, indeed. Well, just let me know when you have one at your fingertips that you would like to share. Now, most of what we hear about Germany centers around those concentration camps and all the evil commandants that tortured people and put them in ovens and did all these horrible things, supposedly. And one of the first person in your book that you talk about is Rudolf Höss, the man, I'm probably not pronouncing that name correctly. I don't know how to pronounce those. What are those called? The two little dots.
I think it's Höss.
Höss? Okay. Anyway, you call him the man who defied British torture. And he was the commandant of Auschwitz.
Yeah, he had to be killed simply because he knew the truth about Auschwitz, and the truth was far different from what we're being told. You know, they even had social security payments there. They had an orchestra, they had post offices, they had education, they had a health system, they even had a legal system, but of course were not allowed any of that, so they had to get rid of the evidence, and of course there were not many people who were more evidential than Rudolf Höss. And when he was captured, you know, the vengeful British, they, as they did with so many captured Germans, I'm very, very sad to say, their brutality was enough to send, you know, to make your blood run cold. And people really should read this story, because then, whatever their political convictions are, they know a crime is a crime, and you know what they did to that commander defies belief. And I think I said in one of my books somewhere, don't ever fall into British or American hands. Just do what the British soldiers used to do in the first and the second Afghan wars, is just roll over, put the barrel of the gun to your head, and blow your brains out, because you're going to die anyway, but you're going to die out horribly. Better to go a quick way. And that's what Höss should have done. He should never, ever have allowed himself to fall into the hands of the British. He should have took his own life.
Maybe he was just very naive, because people who don't typically treat others brutally don't think that that they're going to be treated brutally.
I think they were all very naive, and in this I include Adolf Hitler. I think that he was very naive. You know, that right up to the end of 1944, he genuinely believed that the British and the Americans would wake up to the threat of the Soviet Union invading Eastern Europe. He really didn't seem to accept that they were part and parcel of the Soviet Union. It had already been agreed that half of Europe was going to be handed over to the Soviet Union. And I just simply can't believe that in the goodness of his heart, Adolf Hitler was still naive enough to send emissaries saying that German troops would fight alongside American and Allied troops to keep the Soviet Union out of Europe. And that was the last thing that Roosevelt or Churchill wanted. It had already been agreed that that was part of the reparations policy, that 11 countries in Europe were to be handed over to the Soviet Union. They were to be incorporated into the biggest plantation the world had ever known.
Yes. And it's amazing that people don't realize that Eisenhower was in on this whole plan, and that's why he stopped moving eastward so that the Soviets could come in and liberate, quote-unquote, liberate all these peoples. And I don't think Patton was in on it, General Patton, and of course that's why they had to assassinate him, because he was going to go back to America and spill the beans about it, probably the same way that Pat Tillman was going to do. And both of those people being so popular, they would have been believed. But so they did capture Rudolf Höss, and he was at Nuremberg, and of course you say British and American hands, but when I was reading about the actual torture that they were conducting down in the basement, they actually got other people to do the torture, and a lot of them were people who had lived in Germany before and had left in 1933 and then went back with a vengeance. And these are a lot of Jewish lawyers, a lot of Jewish interrogators, because they spoke the language, and they were also very brutal, and they liked to torture people.
Absolutely. The Nuremberg trials and the military tribunals, these were largely stuffed. You know, when you look at the old newsreels now, you see an awful lot of the prosecution. There wasn't any defense anyway, but you see an awful lot of the prosecution in military uniforms. If you check and find out how many of them were legitimately worn, you'd be surprised how few of them were. These were Jewish lawyers drafted in from the Allied countries, and they were put into uniforms to give the appearance of them being military tribunals. They were absolutely nothing of the sort. They were just vengeful trials. And it was no different in actual fact. They were using the same Soviet prosecutors that had sent so many people to their deaths in Stalin's Russia. And these prosecutors were self-evident at Nuremberg and the military tribunals. And those Germans, and not just the Germans, the other people who were brought before them, they were just going through a charade. It was again a ritual, it was a theatre. They had no chance. This was not a legitimate court of law, just as you imagine them to be in the United States. They didn't have a defense. They didn't have anything of that nature. They were condemned to death before they walked in there.
Indeed. And after the fact, there were some people, Brits and also some Americans, that said, oh, if I'd known beforehand what the tribunal was going to be about, I never would have participated. But it's fine and dandy to say this after the fact, when all the damage has been done and people have forgotten, and it's published in some minor newspaper that nobody's ever going to read. And it's fine to say, well, that was a show trial. But people still think about the Nuremberg trials as something legitimate. In fact, wasn't there a movie made about it that was supposed to be kind of a docudrama and showing what happened?
Yeah, it's just more of the theater, wasn't it? You know, but any reasoned analysis of the Nuremberg trials, I wish they wouldn't call them trials, but for want of a better name, the military tribunals too, they were absolutely fraudulent. And of course, the truth is coming out bit by bit. People are much smarter than they used to be. But, you know, sometimes you hear a story about what about the Germans who pretended that they didn't know what was going on. They were looking the other way. Well, I would turn this around, Diana, and I would say, what about the British and the Americans who knew what was going on? And still you know what was going on, and they won't say a word about it. Patton, a great general, was a bit of a rarity because he signed his own death warrant when he said that he was going to come out of the military command and he was going to speak the truth in America. And that was that was signing his own death warrant. It happened with Lawrence of Arabia. As soon as they sided with the other side, they had an unfortunate accident. Lawrence of Arabia, of course, in a so-called motor accident in England, and, of course, Patton in Germany.
Indeed, yes. And these were very courageous people to come out against their country. But even in small ways, people should be standing up here in America and in other countries who are participating in warfare in the Middle East right now and say, no, this does not represent what I would want. But now if you talk about, if you have an anti-war mentality, in America today, people think that you're not patriotic and that you're not supporting the troops. And well, everybody knows we got to support those troops. And, if you watch TV, which I don't do very frequently, but if you watch TV, there are advertisements about wounded warriors and about, and they get these celebrities to promote warfare people like Gary Sinise and some of these other people who are very supportive of war, and you just have to wonder, don't you know what they're doing over there? I mean, seriously, we've been in Afghanistan for all this time, going on 12 years, and we're still there. Don't people ask questions, or are they just distracted by everything else that's going on? And certainly we've had a huge distraction last Friday with the slaughter of these children at Sandy Hook.
Yeah, it's all marketing, and you're up against it, and thank goodness that you exist, Diana, with your wonderful radio station. You don't get anything as independent as that in Europe, I'm afraid. But it's people like yourself who are going to turn things around, and we're going to benefit from it as well. But the mass media, the conventional media, if you like to call it that, are masters of manipulation and social engineering. And, of course, all of this building up our troops and fighting for freedom, you know, nobody really should be taken in by that. I love some of your American expressions, like, you can't fix stupid. Like, how on earth is Syria any threat to the United States? So why is the United States involved there? Because it's not because of what the voters want. It's because of what the armaments industry want. And, of course, it's what Israel wants.
Yes, and that is the biggest factor in everything that's ever gone on in the Middle East. They have, from the time that, well, even before the Balfour Declaration, in fact, several decades before the Balfour Declaration, they've had their eye on Palestine, and their idea of a greater Israel is to take over the entire Middle East. I mean, it's got a lot of resources. It's also strategically situated so that they can target Europe, and they can target the United States, and apparently they can target other countries, well, Japan, and wherever there are people or a group that is against what they are doing.
One of these wars, Diana, is America is going to get a bloody nose, and it's all going to be backward from there on. You know, we've all been there before. All of the empires have been there before. Britain had Suez, and, you know, the United States is just going to bite off more than it can chew, and it's going to get a good kicking. And, you know, whether this world will be a safer place or a more dangerous place after that happens, but their involvement in the Middle East now is really threatening a third world war. They are throwing oil on the fire, and, you know, I hesitate to forecast where on earth we are going. I just hope that it isn't going into the very first Holocaust that's ever threatened this world.
Right. Well, I think one of the purposes of World War II was to set up America as the military force and the dictator of the New World Order, so to speak.
Yeah, I hope you're going to end this program by playing the Jewish national anthem, and we're going to call it Onward Christian Soldiers.
Yes, indeed. No, I think we need to end with some poetry.
Yeah, so, okay. we'll do that. I love the poetry, but it's always an enlightening program, and it's an inspiring program, because hopefully it encourages us all to think, because if we just take things as they're preached to us, then we're going to find ourselves in exactly the same boat in 10 years' time.
Right. Yes, indeed. Well, do you have a poem that we can go into the break with?
Okay, I'm going to give you a happy one, because if I'm given the time to do a longer one, it'll be a little bit sad. Okay, so this is called Let Us Kick the Sky. Take my arm and let us go upon our merry way, and I shall whistle happy tunes to lift our feet of clay. One step forward, then again, let's kick our toes up high. We shall be so fun-filled, dear, we'll poke them at the sky. Don't be slow, as off we go, your breast my upper arm. A comfort to my soul and heart, I sense your inner warmth. And I will banter with you, dear, and lightly dance you may, as we together, always one, go on our merry way. How your laughter makes lighter the skies and to the heart. I loved you from the moment we made our happy start. If you sometimes turn to thought that journey's end will be for naught, raise your face and lift your heart. We'll both go back and repeat the start.
Oh, that was just delightful. Absolutely delightful.
It isn't just
the words. It's the feeling that you bring to the words. It's the way you it's your voice. I think that Taffy, probably all of the females in the listening audience are just enthralled with your voice.
Well, we never see ourselves as others see us. I think it was Robbie Burns who coined that phrase, the greatest gift God can give us is to see ourselves as God, as people see us. And it's a wonderful statement. It's nice to have the poetry, respected and enjoyed.
Oh, absolutely.
If I do get another one, it's going to be a bit sad. Get the Kleenex out.
Okay, when we come back from the break, which we are going to in just a few seconds, then you can do the sad one. Okay? All right.
It's always a great pleasure talking with you and with our American friends.
All righty. When we come back, we'll hear the sad one. Be right back in 3 minutes.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Thank you.
This is Deanna, and Michael is going to share a poem with us that you might need a tissue at the end.
Yeah, well, so. I don't know anything about your care system for the elderly in the United States. I know it's not, it leaves a lot to be desired in Europe, Deanna. And when I talk with old folk, they very often say, I don't want to end up in a care home. I don't want to be ending up being looked after by other people. I want to just go quickly or hopefully in my sleep. And it was this that inspired the final journey. And if you can picture in your mind an elderly man, and he's reached the stage where his wife can no longer look after him, he's too infirm. And he really does have to go off to a residential home. And he doesn't want her to know that he is going and he won't be coming back. But, of course, she knows. And that's what the poem is all about, final journey. Yes? May I speak it?
Yes, please.
Okay. I placed my glasses down somewhere. There's a rapping at the door. He heard his wife say softly, "It's the other door, my dear." He wasn't always that way, and I'm glad that they can't see. His friends have gone before him, but he's still as dear to me. Yet he once led them from the front when courage showed the way. But since their dreams were answered, they've all gone far away. I'll not be long, he told her, but inwardly she cried. Oh, I found my glasses, Milda, and they led him kind outside. Her shoulders fell. He knew quite well that he was too old to turn. Oh, that God might claim him soon, for he will not return. There you go.
Yikes. Well, that is very sad. And so many people...
It is a little bit sad, isn't it?
Yes. And many people will experience that.
Yeah. Have I got time for just a quick one to make you happy?
Yes.
Okay. It's the unseen guest. There's a skeleton inside me. Perhaps you didn't know. It stays with me both night and day. It goes everywhere I go. You may tease, but as I say, I tell you it is true. And if you have a mind to know, there's one inside you too. At exercise, it's not the best, and when it bends, it groans. It's only what you might expect, for it is only bones. If they took me all away and left their bones to see, perhaps you'd better know, my dear, the other part of me. Now, if we have a skeleton inside of you and me, let's make no bones about it. We never want it free. Unseen, unloved, devoted, it is with us to the breath. We breathe our last, our twosome joined by someone known as death. You'd be thinking I talk of nothing else but death.
Wow. I want to thank you very much for sharing. I want to end with something that somebody in the chat room said. Hitler said, if I had a son, he would be like Leon Degrelle. Obama said, if I had a son, he would be like Trayvon Martin. Doesn't that say a lot about these two gentlemen?
It really does say an awful lot about them, doesn't it? You know, we haven't got a great deal to be proud of in the leadership then or now.
Yes. Yeah. Well, Michael, we've run out of time.
That is a great shame. It is always lovely to be invited. Yours is the greatest party of my year.
Ah, you're so sweet. All righty. We'll talk soon. Thank you so much.
And happy Christmas to everybody.
Same to you.
Thank you, darling.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you tomorrow.